Page 236. A cosmopolitan Dubliner.
James Joyce is one of the most revered writers in the English language and a central figure in the history of the novel. He is still hugely important to us because of his devotion to some crucial themes: the idea of the grandeur of ordinary life, his determination to portray what actually goes on through our heads moment by moment, what we now know, partly thanks to him, as the stream of consciousness, and his determination to capture on the page what language really sounds like in our own minds. Born in 1882, James Joyce spent the first 20 years of his life in and around Dublin, and the rest wandering in and between the European cities of Trieste, Zurich, and Paris. In 3 decades, he published 2 books of poetry, 1 collection of short stories, 1 play, and 3 novels, all of them different in scope and scale, but sharing one thing in common: Dublin, a city he loved and hated. "Each of my books," he once explained to a friend, "is a book about Dublin. Dublin is a city of scarcely 300,000, but it has become the universal city in my work." In 1904, he met a young woman from Galway named Nora Barnacle. After a few months, Nora agreed to follow Joyce to Europe for a self-imposed exile, free from the morality of the Catholic Church and the subjugation of the British Empire. They eventually landed in Trieste, an Austro-Hungarian port town, where they would spend the next 10 years, raising 2 children, both of them given Italian names, Lucia and Giorgio. Joyce eked out a meagre existence as a language teacher at the Berlitz School and translating Irish writers like Yeats and Oscar Wilde into Italian.
Copyright: The School of Life.